when you think about art auctions, photography isn't the first thing that comes to mind. So how did photography become recognized, if you will, as collectible art?
Well, starting about 40 years ago in the middle 1960s, what you might think of as an infrastructure for the consideration of photography as a serious medium of contemporary art and also as a serious medium in the history of art, at least going back to the invention of photography in the 1830s, began to be put into place. A lot of that happened through the creation of photo education programs in colleges and universities and art institutes all around the country, which began training and educating not only a whole generation of young photographers, but also a generation of people who would decide to go into such related areas as curatorship, conservation of photographic prints, running galleries, doing photo historical research, becoming photo critics, becoming collectors of photography, etc. And so you had for the first time the creation of a knowledgeable, educated base for the appreciation of photography. And as those people began to move out of their educational careers and into the real world, they became, in a sense, the seedbed for the contemporary collecting of photography.
Why should people collect photographs?
There's any number of reasons on which you could use as a basis for collecting photographs. You could collect material because you simply love that particular material or that particular subject area. For example, there are people with collections on everything from sailing to horses to animals to certain kinds of houses to certain periods in history, etc. There's photographic material that pertains to just about any area of life that one might find of interest. You could collect it for investment purposes because photographs appreciate in value and have appreciated extraordinarily over the last, I'd say, 20 to 30 years, many of them. You could collect because you want to create a collection that has an educational purpose of some kind. You could collect just for the thrill of it. There's any number of reasons you could collect because you like to meet young, energetic artists in a new and energized medium.
Who typically collects this? Like who would actually go to an auction for photographs?
There's usually a range of people there. For example, there are photo dealers, both gallery owners and dealers who deal privately and independently, who are there purchasing material for their inventory or purchasing material for particular clients or bidding on behalf of particular clients. There will be curators or representatives of different museums who are there looking for particular pieces to fill in their collections. You'll see private collectors there building their own collections. That would probably be the fairly typical mix of people at the auctions, and the occasional journalist like myself who might show up, and arts journalist might show up just to see what's going on.
What should a novice photograph collector look for?
There are a great many issues to consider, and of course condition is key. Scarcity is another key. How many copies of this particular image? Photography is very closely related in some ways to the print market, and so images often, not always, exist in more than one copy, more than one print of the image. Other questions of the authenticity of the print, of course, is at issue. And so are questions of the particular date of the print, when that print was made, in the history of the negative, how many such prints the photographer made, and of course the specific image. Is this an important image in the photographer's development of his or her own way of seeing? And is this an image that resonates for other people? And of course, is this an image that matters to you if you're collecting in terms of building a collection that you intend to live with and enjoy?
A.D. Coleman, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.